Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Jaylen Brown is that dude. And I have no doubt that tomorrow night he's going to show up. Who's going to show up with him remains to be seen. But I do think the time has come to stop doubting him. In game seven against Miami, when Tatum went down in the Eastern Conference Finals a couple of years ago, Jaylen Brown had an opportunity to make that his moment and came up short. And ever since then, he appears fixated on making sure that didn't happen again, and he's done it.
Yeah.
So now the New York Knicks are going to have that to concern themselves with.
I thought that was an interesting take by Stephen A. yesterday on First Take. Maybe I just completely overlooked it. We referenced the game earlier. I think it's the biggest game the Celtics have played since Game 7 against Miami, Eastern Conference Finals, 2 years ago. They were down 3-0. Derek White hit the buzzer beater at the end of Game 6 to force a Game 7. Like, anticipation levels for that, excitement levels for that were really, really high, really through the roof. And it's not to say people weren't hyped about the games last year, but there was, as you illustrated, Keith, there was no drama. There were no, I don't want to say no stakes to it, but you kind of knew what was going to happen as I was watching. It was injured teams and overwhelmed teams, and the Celtics were clearly the best team. I am making predictions about what happens tonight. I know what I think is going to happen tonight. We don't know what's going to happen tonight. But that game 2 years ago, the Game 7, I hadn't really thought about this with Jaylen. I thought it was a good point by Stephen A. Maybe other people have brought it up and I've missed it. Jaylen Brown needed to step up with Tatum hobbling around. He played 42 minutes in the game, but he rolled his ankle right away in that Game 7. They needed Jaylen to step up. He did it. And since that point, and Jaylen had a horrendous game in that Game 7. Since that point, he's been Eastern Conference Finals MVP. He's been NBA Finals MVP. I think those were just awards. I think he was their best player in the postseason last year consistently. And now he's led them to two wins without Tatum in this postseason. Like, I wonder if that is a big driving force for Jaylen Brown. And if so, good for him. He knows he let the team down. He knows that was a big spot for him to come through. They could have been the first team to rally from a 3-0 deficit, and that drives him. If that's what's driving Jaylen Brown, good for him.
Yeah, I mean, I think that could be a factor. I just think it's one of those things where when you're a all-NBA type player yourself, but you're not the team's best player, anytime you have that opportunity to sort of step up and prove that you're the guy, I think you relish in that, because he's talked about what he's given up, right? He's talked about the sacrifice.
Yeah,
he
a
has.
Lot. Like, quite a bit he's talked about.
He's straight up talked about it. So, like, all right, now here's your chance. So I don't think you're going to shy away from that by any means. I don't know. Like, I don't know if I go back to that Heat series necessarily because of what they were able to accomplish last year and because of what he specifically accomplished. You know, it's much like around the league. I think Brian Windhorst might have had the comment going back a couple of years ago about how Jason Tatum's finals performance against the Warriors was being held against him in like MVP conversation voting, years later.
Yeah, I don't think that.
I don't know if I believe that, but I just think that finals appearance against the Warriors wasn't great for either one of those guys. But then you win the title last year. I think that kind of erases some of that.
Me too. And I don't think Tatum had a great postseason, but I totally agree. I think it erases
and
that.
And I do think, like, when we get into, like, you know, end of their careers, comparing players and things like that, I do think finals MVP is an important accolade. And I thought, you know, going into this year, that might be something on Tatum's list. All right, so now that's out, at least for this season. But now you have Jaylen Brown. Like, here's his opportunity to see what the team looks like with him as the team's best player, which also, as a Celtics fan, or even take it one step further, for Brad Stevens in the front office, this is also a preview in many ways of what all of next season is going to look like. Because it's not like Tatum's out for the series out for the playoffs. He's out for all of next season.
So, yeah, it's a moment for Jaylen to step up. He did it in Game 5. Can he do it again tonight in Game 6? Is that Game 7 against Miami 2 years ago where Tatum got hurt immediately? Is that driving Jaylen Brown? And if so, as I said earlier, good for him. I hadn't really considered that until I heard Stephen A. bring it up. We know Jaylen is starting tonight.
Yeah.
Jrue Holiday and Derek White, pretty safe assumptions.
Probably Horford's safe, too.
I think Horford's pretty safe. Yeah. The question is, who's the fifth starter you would go with?
Luke Kornet.
Okay. I think they're going to go with Hauser, but I personally would go with Pritchard.
All right.
Charlie in Boston, who are you starting tonight?
I am starting Porzingis still because you have to see what you've got early rather than late. Because, like, we don't have a lot of minutes to get, like, there's not a lot of big guys. If they're going to get a lot of minutes, they're going to get tired. I think you still have to see what you have with Porzingis to start. If he's bad, you pull him. That's it. But you need to find out.
What if he's bad, you're down, you pull him, and you never dig out of the hole? Like,
I mean, it's early, though. Like, you see teams fight back from leads all the time. The Knicks have done it in all their wins. Yeah, the Celtics even did it last game.
I thought the Celtics were going to start quicker than they did in Game 5. They didn't, so I was wrong about that. And maybe that's evidence they don't need to do it tonight. I think they really have to do it tonight on the road. I don't want to toy around with a slow start because you want to see what Porzingis has.
So I'll meet Charlie in the middle. I wouldn't play him at all. Like, if it was up to me, I wouldn't play him. I wouldn't even dress him. I'd be like, hey, support the team. You're a great teammate, all that stuff. Something's up with you. We'll figure it out later. You got to sit.
Honestly, they'd do him a solid if they just put him in street clothes and shut him down.
However, if you're going to play him at all, I would sign up for that.
Starting him?
Yeah, I'm not bringing him into a game when you're up by five or down by five. Are you going to bring him in as a spark he's worse and then he tanks you?
I'd bring him in if they're down like 15. That's when I'd bring him in. If they're like, if it feels like their season is on the line,
I'm not bringing him in at all.
You need so me either.
But like, don't you think, what if he runs up and down for 2.5 minutes? What's the worst? What are you down, six?
When Mazzulla says emergency, yeah, but I don't know. Maybe the Knicks get early momentum and it carries out. Like, I'm not even toying around with that. The start to me is wildly important for the Celtics tonight. I'm not toying around with that and starting.
We'll have to get some video from Terp down there of him. See if he's.
Question for our listeners: which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint: it's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share, and that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
He's warming up. See what he looks like in warm-ups.
It's true. Do you agree they do him a solid by shutting him down?
Yeah, probably. And, like, I know he wants to play, but sometimes you have to take it out of their control, right? I'm sure he absolutely – of course he wants to play. Every competitor wants to play. But it's been so bad. And it's not a one-off either. It's bad the whole series. So, yeah, I think take it away from him. You know, like he did in the second half when they played great. He was just not out there for any of it.
Mazzulla says he can't breathe. He's having trouble catching his breath, but he's not even on the injury report.
I don't understand.
Like, that, this is what I mean. I don't get it. It makes it look like they shut him down, they benched him, which is what I believe happened.
But there's no way he, like, just all of a sudden sucks. Like, that's not the case. Like, he's clearly dealing with something, and I don't know why they're manipulating the injury report the way they
are. So shut him down.
Yeah, no, I would. I definitely would.
That's what I would do.
He did in the second half in Game 5. So, like, based on just most recent evidence, maybe they will. Again, I don't know why. Maybe it's gamesmanship or whatever, or just straight up lying about the injury report. How he's not on there is wild, because Mazzulla admitted, now this is also kind of counter, but he admitted he's like, he can't breathe. However, he was available in an emergency.
Right.
I don't know, that at least sounds like a guy who's questionable.
Yeah. I mean, that's
very improbable.
The emergency to me, I think a lot of people took it as like, oh my God, he's having trouble breathing out there. I just think he's not in condition, because he hasn't been playing, probably because he is dealing with something.
Yeah.
So I think he's not well conditioned. He doesn't have his wind. If I had to read between the lines, that's my guess. If he really couldn't breathe, I would hope to God he's on the injury report. If he's really having trouble sitting there and breathing, he should be on the injury report.
I know.
So I think when Mazzulla says in case of emergency, it's the scenario I just brought up. We were benching him until our season was on the brink and we had to break glass in case of emergency and go back to him. Their plan, they're not using Porzingis tonight, I don't think. Danny in the car, what do you think?
Hey, guys, so I had Danny in the car. It's all right. Porzingis, you don't start this guy tonight. He's been awful. He can't even make free throws, can't even make layups. So if you need to use him to give somebody a blow, that's fine. But you can't start him and expect to get nothing out of him. And I love what Pritchett's doing. Give Pritchett all the time he wants. I love him. Just love him.
Okay. It was Eddie in the car.
It was Eddie, fan of Peyton Pritchett.
My mistake.
More Pritchett.
I would start Pritchett. I'm shocked. When we went through the actual matchup numbers, I'm shocked Brunson didn't just torch Pritchett in that game. That's what it felt like watching it. So that is a roll of the dice, where you just let Brunson get going early because he's hunting out that Pritchett matchup.
He's done such a good job, though, being like a spark off the bench and a scoring option off the
bench.
Give
him a lift.
That I would think, yeah, you bring him in. You sort of see where you're at. You're going to be relying on
Pritchett and
White
the murder
scoring.
Corner.
These guys come in, like, what a bench that is.
What a bench that
is. All-time bench.
Luke Garnett. bring him in off the bench, and next thing you know, you've gotten a lift. Yeah, mm-hmm. I bet they start Hauser. Again, I would start Pritchett, because Pritchett can play. Pritchett could give you 40 minutes.
Yeah, he might have to.
Like, he
depending
would have,
on what everybody else looks like.
Like, condition-wise, I think you're leaning on Jalen for a ton of minutes, although Jalen ran himself into the ground in the third quarter. He's playing so hard. Credit to him, but he was exhausted. I think White can play a million minutes and Pritchett. I mean, those are the guys who can give you big, big minutes.
Pritchett
tonight.
Was second on the team in minutes last game.
Yeah, what was it?
39.
I just said 40. Like, that's 39. I didn't know that, but that doesn't shock me at all.
Only Derek White played more.
I'll try and find the stat, but I think if Pritchett plays more than 25 minutes, the Celtics win, or basically undefeated in this postseason so far.
And you know what happens if they win tonight?
They win the title?
Hashtag Banner 19.
Yeah.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.